I discovered something very cool, which most of you probably already have, that if you use your iPhone, YouTube, your mobile YouTube on your iPhone. I don't know if it works with other phones or not, but iPhones, when you go to YouTube mobile and you hit the, and I guess you could, this works probably with the, well, I don't know if it works with a desktop because I think it has to do with Wi-Fi between the phone and the TV. But anyway, and you hit the little television icon on the phone, it transfers the picture over to your television. So if you're looking at some shit on your iPhone, and go, oh, this looks really cool, and you hit the little TV thing, boom, it's on your fucking TV. And the reason why I tell you that is because today I had a hell of a time looking at all kinds of shit, you know. I was looking at the, what do you want to call it, baseball, football, all this. You know, different boxing matches, shit like that. I love looking at old-time sporting events. And that befuddles people. See, when people are befuddled by the things that I do, I feel sorry for them. I do. It's probably arrogant of me, but not everything. But if somebody asks me the following question, why do you like to watch movies more than once? Boy, do I, that's somebody I don't answer them. I don't say anything. I get away from them. If anybody asks me that question, I know, you know, I don't want to hang around them. Same thing with, why do you watch old sporting events? Just, you know, I can't explain it to you. And it doesn't mean I'm better than you. It just means I don't want to be around you. You know, just go away. Just leave me the fuck alone, okay? You know, I just got weird habits. And that's kind of how it goes. And, you know, I like to watch, I watch movies over and over and over again because I like to see certain scenes. I like to see how they're played. I like to marvel at how well they were played, you know, and how realistic they were, you know. I watched Prince of the City when it came out on VHS, like over and fucking over again. You know, there's so many things in that movie that I loved. Same thing with sports, you know. I can't get enough of watching fucking old sporting events that, you know, I remember as hallowed events. Like, I can't watch Joe Namath hitting George Sauer over the middle against the Baltimore Colts in Super Bowl III enough. I love watching him just pick that fucking Colt defense apart. To me, that's, you know, that's fantastic. When you look at Namath's arm, you know, strong fucking arm. You know, we talk about Dan Marino throwing from here, throwing from the ear, not taking all the way back, throwing from... Joe Namath was the first guy to do that. Dan Marino did it, and Dan Marino sort of reminded everybody, maybe introduced it to a new generation, but Namath was the first guy to bring the football to here and throw it. And I mean, throw that son of a bitch like a crazy man. And far too much confidence, because later in his career, he was throwing balls that nobody was going to complete, let alone Joe Namath. You know, I mean, he was great, but he wasn't that great. But I was watching a game with him in it yesterday, and I was watching the power that that guy had. And after his knee got repaired once, I mean, he was dropping back pretty good in the early 70s. You know, he retired eventually in whatever it was, 75, 76. But even after the Super Bowl, he was still in his late 20s, maybe hitting 30. He was still extremely effective in terms of arm strength, and I didn't see anything wrong with how quickly he got back in the pocket. But maybe it was painful, too. You know, maybe his knees were just shot to shit. All right, so welcome to the show. This is the pre-show. And this is generally where I fill you in on whatever's happening. So I'm going to be leaving here, probably going to leave on, I think I'm going to leave on Friday morning and get to San Francisco. I love driving to San Francisco. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know why I don't do it more often. I don't know why many times one insists, oh, I'm going to say, I better get on the airplane. I don't get on any fucking airplane to go to San Francisco, okay? It's 4.5, it's 5 hours if you're cooking along pretty good. I'm not saying breaking the speed limit. I'm saying just boom, you know, just bang, man. Just, you know, making it happen, baby. You can stop, take a piss break if you want, grab yourself a cup of coffee, no problem. And, you know, you're a beautiful thing. So, I'm going to leave here Friday morning, get up there around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so that check-in time, bang, go to the hotel, get my shit together, and then get over to the theater. The first show is at 7:30, so go to the theater at 7 o'clock. And I hope to fucking God they have a wireless mic and everything, because sometimes you don't know. And I'm thinking of doing a series of character sketches where I'm really introducing everybody to the character, not interacting with them as Phil, but just doing the character. For instance, I'm thinking of doing Ted Bell like this. Hello, I'm Ted Bell, and if I do Ted Bell, and welcome to the steakhouse. I think a lot of you folks have not been here before. Here's our salad bar. Now, this is a all-you-can-eat. And, of course, what I mean by that is I don't mean all-you-can-eat. I only want you to go there once, but I say all-you-can-eat because it sounds better. Now, look at this. Here's a kid here. Hey, you. No. There's a kid right there. I was thinking of doing shit like that. And then I wanted to introduce,
a lot of you have probably guessed, I really like this Tom Catton character.
And I also like Kevin Conneal here with Real Estate on the Limit. I'm going to tell you about real estate. Real estate is a fantastic thing. So, and the Kevin Conneal thing would be, then he would go, because they're stupid, you know, and then have Audrey Brown.
Kevin's really, you know.
Have her jump in and sort of protect him from but I don't know, maybe I should just go with the tried and true shit. We'll see. You know, I don't know what these fucking guys, man. Sketchfest is great, but they got me doing two, and I'm happy to do two shows. At the Stage Works. But I don't know, man. We'll see. All right. So we're going to do that. And I got to work that shit out, though, man. I got to figure out. I was supposed to run it by my good, close, personal friend, Billy Bifford. But Billy didn't call me back because I think he's probably in jail or something. I don't know. Or he could be, you know, his girlfriend might have beat him up and left him, you know, just to be discovered by hunters or people that are, you know, searching for roadside trash or something. Who is this Billy Bifford, Phil? He's a theater person. He's an actor. And so he's laying, you know, off the side of a highway somewhere. So thinking of doing that. I'm going to give myself two whole days, though. That's why I'm taking the extra day. I'm not going to leave on Thursday. Fuck that, you know. So I'll do the show. So Friday will not be from San Francisco. The Saturday BSP show will be from San Francisco. Although I will post some stuff, you know. I guess. I don't know what I'll do, man. I'll post anything or not. I'm just trying to think of what. Maybe we'll do a. You know what? I got no idea. I'll decide tomorrow, man. Because I haven't even made. I haven't really gotten a hotel reservation yet. Because a lot of them are sold out. A couple of the hotels that I like in San Francisco are. They don't have rooms available for four continuous nights, which is what I was going to do. So I will probably just do three. That's another reason why I made the decision to do that. Behind me, you see there, the Sketchfest thing. So head over there to the link. And then on the 5th of February, well, guess what, man? The 5th of February, we're doing something else. We're going to be at the Improv in Hollywood. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I could be, but I don't think I am. We're going to be at the, you just missed it. Then and we haven't announced this yet, but on the 11th, the following month, March, the month of March, we're going to be at the Irvine Improv again. So this show on Friday night in San Francisco, and then comes the Hollywood show, which we showed you a moment ago, and then we'll most likely do a date at Irvine in March, and then all of a sudden it will be coming up on a year. There's the Hollywood Improv. It'll be almost a year since I did the first show there at the Hollywood Improv in June. It's just this fucking year is hauled ass. Why is this year hauled ass? Why has this year hauled ass? Everything's hauling ass, man. Every fucking thing is just going way, way fast. It's just going way, way fast. You know, it's really way, way fast. I did Trip Tank or whatever that show was. I did F is for Family. We had that development thing. And we may yet, because there's a lunch that we're doing next week, and that may still be alive, man, because it's a great idea, and we've got another company that's interested in it. But you got to know what you're doing. In other words, if it's a company that's not comfortable with the kind of satire I'd like to do with it, I understand that. But just, get the fuck out of my way, huh? No, I'm just kidding around. But I mean, seriously, I'm just kidding around. But seriously, no, I'm not. So that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So that's that. And I wonder why it is that I'm getting a black screen. Alex, if you're watching the pre-show, why am I getting a black screen? I'll show you here. When the slide shifts over, see the slide there at the backstage access slide? Now, when it shifts to the next slide, I believe you're going to see maybe not this one, no, but watch. When it goes to this next screen, it will be black. Yesterday, it was when it went to this slide, it was black. But now today, when it goes to this next slide, it goes to black. See that? What is that about? Something about that Sketchfest slide that is fucking the whole thing up. It may be the upload computer, which is what we're running that off of, because that computer updated something yesterday. I don't know what it was. Some new software. It wasn't Java or any of that bullshit, but it was some... Man, it was something weird, something real weird. All right, that is that. What else? make some notes here. Yesterday we had a little football talk there with Vernon and with Margaret. Oh, Obama's State of the Union. I didn't watch the goddamn thing, so I don't really know. But did you guys? It's not that I'm not interested in politics. That's not it. But the show is just no longer going in that direction. I'm done with that. There's too much of it. I'm not interested in it. I don't give a shit how far out and groovy it is. I don't care how edgy and smart. What in the fuck? I don't care how edgy and smart some of that shit is. It just doesn't matter to me at all. I am not interested in doing none of that. Let me see something here, man. Celebrity lookalike casting. What the fuck is this? Whatever. Show notes. What? Jack Armstrong. Okay. I know what Margaret's going to do is she's going to sing Shot in the Dark. That's one of the things that I want to get here. Get thee behind me, Satan. What are we going to do here, man? What? Shot in the Dark lyrics. There we go. Sung by Within Temptation. No, bitch. I want the one with Ozzy Osbourne. Here it is. Because I think, I don't think Margaret's going to do it that way, but I had the idea of having her sing it at the at Sketchfest, but I don't know.
Out on the streets, I'm stalking the night. I can hear my heavy breathing. Voices are calling from inside my head.
Shot in the Dark. you know. How do I fucking record something? I can't open the Audacity. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Why can't I? See, here's an Audacity. All right, so why can't I open another Audacity program? I don't understand that. Yeah, good. There's one. All right, man. Now you're fucking talking, bitch. Care A.
Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering.
It's an effective way to build a better you from the brain out. It's a personalized
in
brain
the
training.
And
it
rain.
Gives you a balanced mental workout.
Dee, 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 dee.
Your free Fit Brains trial at rosettastone.com/.
Oh, they won't let me. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test, test. Okay. Here we go again, man. I got to fucking deal with this shit. Test, test, test. You know, testing. So I want to be able to open two Audacity programs. One is recording the audio to the show and pre-show. The other is one that I'll use for whatever the fuck it is I want to use. As it is, I can't do that right now. Okay. You know, everything going over to digital, something really amazing happened. We went from having, when you leave the radio world, you're leaving the radio tech people. Not that they're any brighter. Trust me. You know, they're good guys, but, I mean, if I want a tech guy to say, it doesn't necessarily mean he knows anything about fucking computers. He knows radio equipment. Now, if I go over to the world of tech, if I go over to the world of digital, and I've got really smart digital people, that doesn't necessarily mean they understand production, as in producing an audio show or any other kind of show. So when I say I need to have, for instance, Audacity, two programs that I can run at the same time, one to record content, the other to record the show, well, you can't do it. They'll say, they actually say this, you can't do that. Well, then that's the first guy I fire. See, anybody that says, oh, no, you can't do that, goodbye, next. The fuck you talking about I can't do? Yes, if I can do it in radio, I gotta be able to do it with this shit. And I underline the word shit, because if in the world of digital I'm not allowed to, or I cannot, because it's technically impossible to use two sources, use the same program for two different functions, then guess what? You know, as the saying goes, I'll go find somebody that can. You know, I mean it. I just, god damn. Don't, you know, may I just give you a piece of advice, anybody that's just starting out in the business? Really, seriously? Don't ever say to a guy that you want to get a job with, or someone that you're working with, or someone who's, you know, whose money you like making, or they, don't ever say you can't do that to them. Because, you know, you're going to get, you. if he says that's cool, you know, he accepts that, you're going to get used to saying that. And if you say that to the wrong people, you'll never get hired again. You'll never get hired to any gig where you're going to make any real money. That's the truth. Man, that's the truth. Now, I'm not lying. You know, I wouldn't. Would I lie to you? Look at me. Would I lie to you? All right. And let me get off this. Let me get off of this before I just throw up. God damn it. This is going to be a... all right, so what I'm looking here for is karaoke. You dig me? Shot in the dark karaoke, man. See if this is the one.
No.
Naturally, no, it isn't. Fuck that. Originally performed by Ozzy Osbourne? Great. Oh, here we go. Singer's Edge karaoke. Perfect. Bitchin'. Bitchin'. All right, so that works. So there, so we're set with that one, man. All right. Margaret, are you all ready?
Well, I think I am. Could I just have a moment? Jesus.
Well, come on, Margaret. You know, we're burning daylight.
Well, what are you all of a sudden, the stage manager here?
I might as well be.
Out on the street, I'm stalking the night. I can hear my heavy breathing. Paid for the kill, but it doesn't seem right. Something there I can't believe in. Voices are calling from inside my head. I can hear them. Vanishing memories of things that were said, but they can't try to hurt me now. Wow, wow. Shutting the door.
One step away from you.
Shutting the door.
Always creeping up on you. Yeah.
It would be great to sing that at the show, but I doubt it. All right. Now, voices are calling from inside my brain. All right, so that's going to be fun. Then, all this shit. Man, I got to clean this motherfucking place up, you know. This whole motherfucking place is a fucking mess. This motherfucker is... Goddamn. Ay, ay, ay. The movie The Way We Were is on right now, and I remember that movie because I remember the song. And the song came out my first year in radio, actually my second year in radio.
Ooh, soft as an easy chair, love.
You know, and I hated it. I fucking hated that song. It was the slow and fucked and bore. Ay. Not only that, it was a love story between Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand that nobody bought. At least I didn't. And, hey, all right. I'm not grossed out by her. I'm grossed out by Robert Redford, you know. Barbara, why would you do it with him? All right.
Hello, I'm Tom Catton, and this is the Tom Catton Health Wagon. And there's my bear back there, and he's going to be, he'll be gnawing on things. There's no question about that. There's absolutely no question about him gnawing on things and doing things that would be disgusting.
God damn it. Well, I have to use this. Excuse me, folks. We're 4 minutes away.
4 minutes.
Roger.
All right.
Inside my head, you are weird. Yeah, you're weird.
We're leaving the beach, and we're coming in back into the studio here. Voices are calling from inside my skull. There is stuff there. It bugs me. All right. Okay, I got it. Oh, I know. I know what I'll do. And then, Seattle Seahawks, you know that, it's that guy's name. Don Mixa, that's it. Okay, cool. All right, here we go, folks. Always nice to have you guys with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And stand by for news. I'm Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Do I got to look at Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand necking? You know, how did this channel get on, bud?
Damn, that's the one. That's the TCM.
Hey, how come Barbara Streisand is not in a bikini?
Well, I think you know the answer to that. Are you kidding?
No, well, yeah. I mean, no, I'm not kidding.
And what is this Zenith International Pictures? What is this?
All right. Is he a screenwriter that just got out of the Navy? What is this fucking goddamn movie about? All right, get ready. Get ready, baby. 1 minute.
Roger, 1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, I know. The Way We Were is a movie about Beverly Hills. The guy just got out of the Navy, and now they're driving up to a mansion where there's nothing but these really nice cars. Jesus Christ, is this guy rich? And he's driving a British-made MG.
See, they don't... Here's the thing about Barbara Streisand. I know Barbara. She's a wonderful girl. You don't really want to show her in pants.
Why not?
Well, three guesses, Phil.
Wait a minute. I just saw Barbara Streisand. She's a lovely girl.
Yeah, okay.
Are you blind?
Yeah.
All right.
Look, I saw her nude, all right? I'm a female. She is, too.
Now, who's this woman here?
I don't know who that is. She's some... There's Patrick Neal, wonderful actor, the younger brother of Patricia Neal, the wonderful actress. And that wonderful... I don't know who she is. One of the ingenues.
That looks like Robert Towne or...
Oh, you're thinking of Bob Evans. You think that's Bob Evans?
All right, here we go. Stand by for news!